今天呢，年轻人是跟我们一起哈，我们在一起，接下来我们听到哈，请我们当中的小朋友去你们的主日学
And
教室。
today, youth will stay with us. The children, please go back to your classroom.
好。Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安，弟兄姐妹们。
It was a little bit more than a year ago that I started this series of preaching on the Holy Spirit.
大概在一年多前，我开始跟大家分享有关圣灵的这些讲道。
Today's message is the ninth message.
今天是第九篇的讲道。
I don't know when I will finish the series, but I'll see how God leads.
我不知道什么时候这个圣灵的讲片，这个讲道会结束，但是我顺服着圣灵的带领。
Brothers and sisters, imagine with me today for a moment. A king gathered his servants and entrusted them with investment capitals before embarking on a long journey.
那么，弟兄姐妹们，让我们现在一起来思想，大家一起来思想，当一个国王要离开的时候。把他最珍视的资产交给了他所信任的这些手下们。
Each servant received an amount uniquely tailored to their ability, with the expectation that they will use this capital wisely until the king returns.
那么，这个王呢，照着每个人的能力，把他们所能够这个处理跟承担的资产了交给他们，让他们来投资。期待着当这个王回来的时候，这些投资呢会有回收。
Some take what they have been given and invest it actively, causing it to multiply. Others, out of fear and regret, let their capitals sit idle, leading to waste.
那么有些人呢，就非常积极的用这些资产呢进行投资，然后收到了数倍的回报。但有些人呢，却是因为懒惰或恐惧呢，就放任这些资产待在那里，然后没有任何的收益。
When the king returned, he rewarded those who used their capital faithfully, but those who ignore using their capital suffer reprimand and great loss.
那么，当国王回来的时候呢，他大大的奖励了那些善用这些资财啊、投资并且得到回报的人。但是呢，他也责备了那一些呢，就是懒惰或害怕，而让这些资财闲置的人。
This story may sound familiar, right?
这个故事大家听起来很熟悉吧
？It echoes Jesus' parable of the talents in Matthew 25.
那么，这跟耶稣在马太福音25章里面提到的这个比喻是非常近似的。
But today, let us see it from a new perspective. What if this parable is not about money or talent, but about something even more significant?
但今天让我们换一个角度来思考，这个比喻呢，不是关于金钱或者是才干的，是一个非，而且是关于一个非常不一样的东西。
It is the spiritual gift that God has given each one of us.
而是神给我们每一个人的属灵的恩赐。
Many Christians faithfully attend church every week. They sing hymns and listen to sermons, believing that this fulfills their duties.
那么有很多的基督徒呢，每周都很忠心的来到教会，他们唱诗、听道，认为呢这就是自己在教会应尽的责任。
However, they were unaware of the spiritual gifts they have received and the role they are meant to play in the church.
但是呢，他们并不了解自己所收到的这个圣灵的恩赐，也不明白自己在教会中的角色。
They assume that only pastors, missionaries, or worship leaders possess this spiritual gift, while they themselves are merely insignificant members of the church.
他们认为呢，只有牧师、传教士或者是领敬拜的这些弟兄姐妹领导呢，他们才有属灵恩赐，自己不过是教会里微不足道的一员。
But the Bible teaches that every believer in Christ has been given a spiritual gift to serve the body of Christ and to glorify God.
但圣经教导我们的是呢，每一个相信神基督的人都得到了属灵的恩赐，来服侍基督的身体，并且来荣耀神。
The question is, have we been faithfully using what God has entrusted, or have we just wasted it?
问题就在于说，我们是不是真的忠心地运用了神给我们的属灵恩赐，还是我们让它白白地浪费了呢？
Today we will explore what spiritual gifts are, why they are important, and how we can discern and use them. I hope you will pay attention because it relates to God'sexpectation for you and your accountability.
那么今天我们就会一起来探讨，什么叫做属灵的恩赐，为什么重要，以及我们该如何分辨跟运用来属灵的恩赐来荣耀神呢？我希望大家能够留心听，因为这关系到神对你的期望跟责任。
Many Christians are unfamiliar with what spiritual gifts truly are.Often mistaking natural talents and acquired skill for spiritual gifts.
很多基督徒对于什么叫做属灵的恩赐，它的含义其实并不了解，以为说这个是天生的才华，或是后天靠着学习得来的这些技巧，叫做属灵的恩赐。
While natural talents are abilities we are born with or develop through practice, such as musical skills.Leadership or artistic creativity, spiritual gifts are special abilities given by the Holy Spirit to believers for building up the church and for glorifying God.
天赋的才能呢，是我们与生俱来或者是后天经过训练而发展出来的能力哦。或其中呢，一个例子可能是你的音乐才能，或是领导能力，或者是你艺术创作的能力。但是属灵恩赐呢，是圣灵特别赐给信徒的能力，是为了要让教会能够被建造起来，并且荣耀神。
Unlike natural talents, which anybody can possess, spiritual gifts are divinely imparted and are meant to serve God's kingdom in a supernatural way.
那么属灵恩赐跟每一个人天生下来所得到的才干是不一样的，它是神超自然的一种赐予，它是为了专门服侍神的国度而赐下来的。
Recognizing this distinction is essential for believers to fully embrace their calling and effectively use the gifts God has entrusted to them.
那么认识这其中的这个差别对于基督徒非常重要，因为可以让他们完全的理解回应神的呼召，并且忠心的来使用神所赐的恩赐。
Well, I have this table made that distinguishes natural talents from spiritual gifts.
那么我做了一个表来跟大家说明什么是天赋的才能，什么是属灵的恩赐，它们的区别在哪里？
First of all, the source is different.
第一个是来源。
Natural talent is inherited genetically or developed through practice.
譬如说，才能跟天赋的来源是透过基因的遗传或是后天的训练发展出来的。
But spiritual gift.Is given by the Holy Spirit to believers.
但是呢，属灵的恩赐却是由透过圣灵来赐给信徒的。
The second aspect is purpose.
第二个要讲的是，那么目的在哪里呢？
Natural talents is for individual development for professional or general purpose.
那么天赋的才能，你可以用来个人的发展，你的职业，或者是你用在你一般的生活上。
But spiritual gift is for building up the church, glorify God, and serve others spiritually.
但是呢，属灵的恩赐却是用来建立教会，荣耀神，并在属灵的事上来服侍别人。
Thirdly, the recipients are different.
那么另外就是这些才干或圣灵的恩赐所领受的人，他们是不一样的。
For natural talents, the recipients are given to all people, believer or non-believers.
那么会有天赋这种才能，并不是每一个人都有哦。不管你是信徒还是非信徒，不是每个人都有从天赋而来同样的才能。
But spiritual gifts are only given to believers in Christ.
但是属灵的恩赐呢，却只赐给那些已经相信神在基督里的人。
The way to activate this is different. Okay, for natural talent, it is through developed through training, experience, and practice.
那么你们要怎么样来开发或者是启动这种恩赐呢？那么天赋是透过训练、你的经验或是练习发展出来的。
Where spiritual gifts are empowered and directed by the Holy Spirit.
但是你的属灵恩赐呢，却是透过圣灵来发动并且引导你的。
And the impact is different.
而且这个影响呢也是不一样的。
Natural talents can bring success, personal fulfillment, or contribution to society.
那么你的天赋可能可以带来成功，你个人的成就感，或者是对社会带来贡献。
But spiritual gifts advance God's kingdom, strengthen the church, and edify believers.
但是呢，属灵的恩赐却是用来推动神的国度，坚固教会，并且来造就信徒。
Examples for natural talents.
那么给大家一些例子，什么叫做天赋才能呢？
Natural talents, musical ability, athletic skills, artistic talent, and public speaking.
天赋的才能。就像是一个音，像是你的音乐才华、运动的技能、你的艺术天赋，或者是你有公开演讲的能力。
But spiritual gifts, the examples are like teaching with divine insight, supernatural wisdom, healing, prophecy, spiritual discernment.
那么属灵的恩赐就包含着，譬如你可以对圣灵这个洞见的教导。超自然的智慧、医治的能力、说预言的，或者是辨识圣诸灵的这种能力。
In conclusion, both natural talents and spiritual gifts are God-given and can be used to accomplish God's will. God decides that we use them both to serve others and to glorify Him.
那么总结来说，不管是天然的你的天赋能力，或者是后面属灵所赐下的恩赐都是从神而来给你的恩典，两者都可以被用来成就神的旨意。神期望我们呢都能够使用他们来服务人跟荣耀神。
那 what is spiritual gift?
那么到底什么叫做属灵的恩赐呢？
I go through many references and comeup with this definition of spiritual gift, which I think is the most biblical and comprehensive.
那么我看过许多的参考资料以后呢，得到了一个关于属灵恩赐的定义。我个人认为这个定义是最符合圣经，也是最全面的。
And here's the definition.
这就是我找到的定义。
Spiritual gifts are God-given abilities distributed by the Holy Spirit.To function effectively in the body of Christ, that is the church, for the purpose of equipping the saints and causing the body of Christ to grow and mature.
那么属灵的恩赐是神赋予的能力，由圣灵来分配，在基督的身体，也就是教会当中有效的发挥运用，目的是要装备圣徒，使基督的身体长大并且成熟。
The Bible lists more than 20 spiritual gifts, mostly in the passages we read this morning.
那么圣经里面就记载了有二十多种的属灵恩赐哦，几乎都全记载在我们今天早上所读的那些经节当中。
There are different ways to group these spiritual gifts. The following table that I'm going to show you classify these spiritual gifts into three types.
那么有很多不同的方法可以把属灵的恩赐来做分类哦。那么我等一下会让大家看到的这个表格呢，可以把属灵的恩赐分成三大类。
Okay, this is the table.
这就是我做的表格。
Types of gift. The first type of gift is in leadership.
那么第一种属灵的恩赐呢，是属于领导能力的恩赐。
And you find this in Ephesians chapter 4.
你可以在以弗所书呢第四章里找到这些经节。
And the gifts are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
那么这种能力常常赐给了使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师。
And the purpose is for church growth and maturity.
那么赐下这种恩赐给他们，是为了使教会能够成长并且成熟。
The second type of gift is manifestation of the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit.
那么第二种恩赐是彰显圣灵的那种超自然的能力。
And you find this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
你可以在哥林多后书第十二章找到相关的经文。
And these gifts are words of wisdom, words of knowledge, faith, gift of healing, prophecy.Working of miracles, tongues, interpretation of tongues, distinguishing of spirit, and help and administration.
那么这些恩赐包括哪些呢？类似像智慧的言语、知识的言语、信心、医病的恩赐，可以说预言、行异能、辨别诸灵、说方言、翻译方言、帮助人或者是管理事务。
And the purpose is for the church common good and for helping each other.
那么它的目的是为了教会整体的益处，而且帮助他人。
What do you mean by common good?
那什么叫做教会整体的益处呢？
Yeah. For example,
例如
if somebody gets sick in the church,
例如有人在我们的信徒当，我们的弟兄姐妹当中有人生病了。
Okay, and somebody with the gift of healing.Just go and heal the sickness.
有教会里，譬如有肢体，它本身有医治的能力，那么这一位肢体呢，就会到这个生病的弟兄姐妹家中去医治他。
When you go to a prayer meeting, especially in the Cantonese prayer meeting, all the prayer item we have is for somebody who's sick, pretty much.
当你去参加祷告会的时候，譬如在我们的粤语组祷告会，常常祷告的最多的事项，就是为了一些生病的肢体来祷，他们的康复来医治跟祷告。
How nice if we have somebody in the church with a gift of healing.
那么，如果我们教会当中有人有这种医治的异能，该多好呢
？Nowadays, if you get sick, well, you go to a pharmacy get some over-the-counter drugs.
那么到今天呢，常常我们譬如你生病了，你就会到这个药房里面自己去在柜台上买药。
Or you go to the doctor.
或是你去看医生。
We don't go to look for someone who has a gift of healing in the church.
那么但是今天我们很少去寻找教会当中的这个能够有医治能力的弟兄姐妹。
It would be nice if the church had somebody who has this gift.
那么，如果教会当中真有人有这种能力，该多好呢？
The third type of gift is power in service.
那么第三种属灵的能力是一种服务的能力。
And the passage is found in Romans chapter 12.
你可以在罗马书呢二十八章当中找到相关的经节。
And the gifts that is listed there are providing services, help.Showing mercy, giving, or financial contributions.
那么这些包含着你对教会肢体提供服务、帮助，然后表达你的怜悯，或者是提供财务上面的帮助。
And the purpose is for church operation.
那么这个目的是让最后教会能够继续顺畅的运作，完整的运作下去。
Well, there's too much.We can say about all these gifts, but there's no time for it.
那我还可以再说更多有关于这些属灵恩赐的事情，但是今天呢时间不够用。
Yeah, I collected this information and make it into an article with Chinese and English.
那么我收集了所有相关的资料，然后写成了英文跟中文两个版本的文章。
Yeah, and the title of this article is How Spiritual Gifts.Function in today's church.
那么这个文章的这个题目呢，就是在今天的教会当中，圣灵是怎么样来运行的。
But like I say, due to time constraints, this article I cannot discuss the content of this article, but I will send this through church WhatsApp announcement to everyone.
那么这个文章关于属灵恩赐怎样在教会当中运行的太长了，我今天没办法分享，可是我可以把它发给大家。
Okay, regarding the miraculous spiritual gift, does it still exist today?
那么这些属于像是奇迹一般的属灵恩赐，到今天还存在吗？
There is a theological view called cessationalism, which holds that certain miraculous gifts of the Holy Spirit, such as speaking in tongues, prophecy, and performing miracles, were limited to the time of the apostles.And ended after the apostolic era.
但有一种呢神学的观点叫做呢终止论，他认为呢圣灵的某些奇特的那种奇迹式的恩赐，譬如讲方言啦、翻方言、预言跟行神迹，只限于在使徒的时代，在今天的世代呢已经结束了，使徒之后就没有了。
An opposite theological view called continuationalism.Believes that all gifts of the Holy Spirit, including those miraculous gifts previously mentioned, continue to operate in the church today.
但是有另外一个神学的观点呢，叫做延续主义，认为圣灵的所有恩赐，包括我刚刚先前提到的那种神迹式的恩赐，在今天的教会当中仍然继续的运作。
The different views on spiritual gifts.Are a major point of division between evangelicals and charismatics in the church today.
那么对属灵恩赐的不同的神学观点呢，是当今教会当中福音派跟灵恩派之间的一个很重要的分歧，这是一个很重要的议题。
Yeah, this, while this is an important topic, we do not have enough time to explore it today.
不过我们今天没有时间再深入的讲解了。
Now, the church needs every member to execute their spiritual gifts.
教会呢需要每一个人来操练跟实践他们的属灵恩赐。
The spiritual gifts are given by God for the edification of the church. While gifts vary, they must function in unity, just as body parts coordinate under the head.Which is Christ in the church.
那么属灵恩赐是神所赐下的，用来建立教会。虽然恩赐各有不同，但信徒应该如同身体的肢体一般，在我们教会的领导，也就是基督元首带领之下，大家来合一的运作。
Ephesians 4 tells us the goal of using this gift is for the church to reach maturity, unity in faith.And stability in doctrine, avoiding deception.
那么以弗所书第四章十三到十六节告诉我们，运用这个属灵恩赐的目的是要让教会达到信仰的合一、灵命成熟，在真理当中稳固，不被异端所迷惑。
First Corinthians chapter 12 tells us the church is like a body with many parts.Each part has a distinct function and is dispensable.
那么哥林多前书十二章就告诉我们，教会呢就像身体，有许多不同的器官跟肢体，每个部位都有它独特的功用，是不可缺少的。
It also teaches that each member of the church must exercise their spiritual gift, connect and function together.
那么这段经文也教导。教会呢，每个成员都必须发挥他们的属灵恩赐，相互联络，并且共同发挥作用。
For a long time, the appendix was considered as a vestigial organ with no significant function, and removing it was thought to have no major consequence.
那么长期很多年以来呢，大家都相信那个盲肠，也就是阑尾哦。是没有什么重要功能的一个退化的器官，切掉了盲肠对人没有什么重大的后果。
However, modern medicine recognizes that the appendix is not entirely useless and may contribute to gut health and immunity.
可是呢，现代的医学呢，它却发现了盲肠，也就是阑尾，并不是一无用处，它可能帮助你的肠道健康跟免疫力。
When a part of the body is not used for a long time, its muscle weakens and its function may deteriorate. Over time, this can lead to degeneration, making movement difficult and affecting the overall health of the body.
我们都知道，当身体的某个部位长时间不使用呢，肌肉就会变得虚弱，功能也会逐渐的退化。随着时间的发展呢，更可能会导致那个萎缩的后果，影响你整个身体的健康跟运作。
Likewise, when church members do not exercise their spiritual gifts, the whole church becomes ineffective and weak. The body of Christ suffers because every member is essential for the growth, strength, and mission.
那么同样的，当教会的肢体呢，它不运用自己的属灵恩赐，教会就会开始变得软弱，失去应有的影响力，因为基督的身体就会因此受损。每个肢体对教会而言，它的成长力量跟使命呢，都是不可或缺的。
In summary, every member of the church should use their spiritual gift to benefit both themselves and the church. Failure to do soNot only hinder personal growth, but also weaken the overall health and development of the church.
那么总的来说呢，教会的每位成员都应该运用自己的属灵恩赐来造福自己跟教会。如果不这样做呢，不但会限制了个人的成长，也会削弱了教会的整体的健康跟发展。
Here's another article that I get information and make it.In the file, it is on spiritual gift and the growth of the body of Christ, how they connect and function together.
那么在我所收集的文章里面呢，有一篇就是在讲说属灵的恩赐跟这个教会肢体的健康，他们是如何相互联络的。
It's too much to talk in today's sermon, so I'm going to send it.To you again through the church WhatsApp announcement.
那但是因为内容太丰富了，今天没有办法讲解，我也一样会发给大家供你们参考。
Do you know you have been given spiritual gifts?
那你知道你已经被圣灵给予了属灵的恩赐吗？
Many Christians are unaware that they have been given spiritual gifts for several reasons.
那么很多基督徒根本不知道自己已经被赋予了这个属灵的恩赐，有以下好几个原因。
The first reason, lack of teaching. They haven't been told or taught about spiritual gifts in their church. Some churches do not emphasize this topic.
那么这些基督徒呢，可能从来没有被告知或是学习过有关属灵的恩赐。有些教会呢，根本就不谈属灵的恩赐这个主题。
The second reason, limited Bible knowledge. They have not read or studied passages in the Bible that discuss spiritual gifts. Even if they have read those passages, they may not fully understand or taken them seriously.
那么第二个可能的原因呢，就是对圣经的认识很有限哦。很多基督徒可能没有读过或深入研究圣经中关于属灵恩赐的相关经文，就算读过了，他们可能也没有真正的了解或者是认真来看待这些经文。
The third reason is fear or doubt. Some may feel unqualified or doubt that God has given them any special ability to serve.
那么第三个原因可能就是恐惧或者是自我怀疑哦。有些人可能觉得自己不够资格领受属灵恩赐，或者怀疑神是不是真的就赐给他们特别的能力来服事呢？
There are other reasons, but I cannot list them all.
还有其他的原因，但是我没有办法一一的列举。
I think another reason that I'd like to mention is because they do not have the opportunity to serve in the church.
那么另外一个我觉得可能的原因就是这些基督徒从来都没有机会在教会里服侍。
Particularly in the big church, mega church.
尤其是在非常大的这种巨型教会里面。
There are so many people, so many gifts, so many gifts. Most people just sit there as spectators and audience.
那么在这些规模人数庞大的这个教会里面呢，因为有才能的人这么多，很多人可能就只是坐在那里当一个接受者。
I saw many people who want to serve, who are gifted. All they can do is maybe serve as parking attendants, ushers, or greeters.
那么，因为有才能可以服侍的人这么多，所以在那个教会里，有些人可能只能够在这个停车场引导别人停车，或者是在门口欢迎别人进来坐下。
They have no opportunity to exercise their spiritual gift.
所以他们没有机会呢，来运用他们的属灵恩赐。
On the other hand, some small church, they do not have enough gifted people to perform the necessary functions.
但在一些很小的教会呢，又没有足够有才能的人来，运行这个教会里面所有该有的服事。
I think that this is a reason why God allows some large church to split.
我想也可能正是因为这个原因，神容许一些大型的教会会分开。
I've seen quite a few examples.
我看过很多的例子。
And when this large church split, they form brand churches and they raise up new leaders.
那么当这些大型的教会分开的时候呢，会有新的领导人才兴起。
It is very important for each one of us to know our spiritual gift.
对我们每个人来说，认识我们自己的属灵恩赐是非常重要的。
If you know your spiritual gifts, you can determine your focus and direction in ministry, allowing your spiritual gift to be utilized more effectively.
如果呢，你知道自己的属灵恩赐，你就能够决定你在侍奉当中的重点跟方向，让你的恩赐呢更有效的会发挥跟运用出来。
Number two, if you know your gifts, you can gradually develop and strengthen them.
如果你知道自己的恩赐呢，你就能够逐渐的来发展并且强化它们。
Number three, you will experience contentment and joy instead of constant frustration.Because you know you're in the right place, fulfilling your role in the body of Christ to the best of your ability.
那么第三点就是，当我们这样做的时候，我们就能够知足喜乐，不会常常有这种挫折感，因为知道我们已经站在了应该在的岗位上面，对整个基督的教会跟身体尽了自己一份力量。
So how do you discover your spiritual gifts.
那你要怎么样来发掘自己的属灵恩赐呢？
In the scripture reading this morning, I put some words in red and highlight them in yellow, just like what I did here.
那么今天早上呢，读的经文里面呢，我在一些字句上面用了红色跟黄色的这个颜色来凸显它们。
Yeah, this word appears.In Ephesians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and Romans 12.
那么这些字呢，都出现在以弗所书、哥林多后书，还有罗马书的章节里面。
Yeah. Actually, it also appears in 1 Peter chapter 4.
那同样，它还这些章节也出现在彼得前书第四章里。
Yeah. In every one of these passages, you find.The word used there is everyone who believes in Christ receive at least one gift from God. There is nobody who has no gift.
那么这些经节都告诉我们呢，每一个相信了基督的人都会从神那里至少得到一份属灵的恩赐，这份礼物，没有人是没有礼物的。
When a person first become a believer, They may not know immediately what spiritual gift they have received.
一个人刚信主的时候呢，他可能不一定马上就知道自己到底从神那里领受了什么样的属灵恩赐。
Spiritual gifts are like minerals. They are given by God and hidden within each believer. Some people are like gold mines. When excavated, gold is found. Others may be silver, copper, or coal mines.
那么属灵恩赐呢，就像是神所赐下的矿产一样啊。那么他把这些赐下在每一个信徒的埋在他的身上。那有些人呢，像是一座金矿。打开之后就会发现金子，有些人则像是银矿、铜矿或是煤矿，每个人不一样。
We got it. If one actively seek and develop their gifts, sometimes through various trial and experience, the gift will eventually surface and manifest in life and ministry.
但不管怎么样呢，若是你去积极的发掘跟发挥呢？有时还甚至必须要经历许多的试炼跟尝试，你的恩赐呢才能够被挖掘出这个矿脉啊，然后呈现在你生活跟你的侍奉当中。
I believe that if you are committed to living for God and desire to serve Him, the Holy Spirit will guide you to discover your spiritual gifts.
我相信呢，如果我们致力于为神而活，并且去渴望去侍奉他，圣灵最后一定会引导我们去发现自己得到的属灵恩赐。
However, we must bear in mind that spiritual gifts are given by the Holy Spirit according to His sovereign decision, and we cannot be demanding.
但我们也必须要记住啊，属灵的恩赐是圣灵按着他的主权。决定来分给每一个人的，我们没有办法强求。
If there's no gold in the mountain, no amount of digging will yield gold. However, one can be assured that if they dig, they will find something, some form of treasure.
如果山里面没有埋着金矿呢？你不管怎么挖都挖不出金子来。可是可以肯定的是，只要你肯挖，一定会从山里面挖出有用的宝物。
In the parable of the talents in Matthew 24:5, Jesus told of a master who entrusted his servants with varying amount of talents before going away for a journey.
那么在马太福音25章当中提到了，耶稣提到了一个比喻，就是一个主人呢在离开前呢，他把不同数量的他连得，就是当时的一种货币呢，交给了他的三个仆人去管理。
The first two servants immediately invest the capital wisely, and their holdings double.
那么，其中两个仆人马上就努力的去投资，把这个主人交给他们的钱去投资，而且让他的回收翻倍。
However, the third servant, out of fear and laziness, buried his single talent and did nothing with it.
但是呢，第三个仆人却因为惧怕跟这个懒惰。就把他的资本呢，资财埋在土里，什么都不做。
After a long time, the master of those servants returned and set to account with the three servants.
那么过了很久呢，这些仆人的主人回来了，然后跟这三个仆人开始算账。
The first two servants were excited to turn in their original capital together with the handsome profit they made from the investment.
前两个仆人非常兴奋的呢，把他们原来的这个资财呢，跟他们从投资当中赚取的利润，一起交给他们的主人。
The master commended the first two servants for their faithful stewardship, rewarded them with greater responsibility, and invited them to share in his joy.
那么主人称赞这两位仆人的良善跟忠心，并且奖励他们来承担更大的责任。并邀请他们来分享主人的喜悦。
But the first servant who had buried his talent was rebuked, punished, and had his talent taken away and given to the servant with ten.
然后呢，那个把他的资财埋在地下的仆人呢，却被主人责备，并且受到惩罚。他的主人把他拥有的十个他连得都夺走了。 然后分给另外拥有十个他连得的仆人。
This parable emphasizes the importance of faithfully using the spiritual gifts and resources God has given to us.
这个比喻呢，强调了忠心运用神给我们的属灵恩赐跟资源的重要性。
We are called upon not to be successful, but to be faithful.
我们今天蒙神呼召，不是为了要成功，而是要忠心。
Diligent practice leads to growth and greater effectiveness in serving God, while neglect risks having our gift taken away.
那么勤奋的来操练会给我们带来成长。但使我们在服事神的事工上更有果效。可是如果我们忽视或者是懒惰，可能会让我们的恩赐被收回去。
This lesson is clear. When it comes to our God-given spiritual gift, we must use it or lose it.
这个教训的结果非常的明显，就是神给予我们的属灵恩赐，如果我们用呢，就会不断的增长。如果不用呢，我们就会失去。
First Peter chapter 4 tells us, God has given each one of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another.
彼得前书第四章第十节，说每个人都要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
I'd like to end today's sermon with a testimony.
我要以我个人的一个见证呢来结束今天的讲道。
This testimony tells how God, by His grace, has given me the spiritual gift to serve Him according to His calling.
那么这个见证是要诉说神如何按着他的恩典来给我属灵的恩赐，使我能够照着神的呼召来服侍他。
Many of you know that before coming to this church, I served at GCAC in the area of facility maintenance, which is a demanding role that involves many responsibilities.
那么不少人，你们当中不少人知道哈，就在来到这个教会之前呢，我是在盖城华人宣道会做那个设施维护的工作，这是一个非常繁重的工作，涉及了很多不同层面的要求。
In addition to this, I also volunteer for other tasks, like handling purchases and travel arrangements for the church. I also taught Sunday school.
那么除了这些之外呢，我还主动地承担了一些其他的责任，例如为教会处理采购、订旅馆的安排。我也参与主日学的教学。
For over 15 years, my service primarily involved physical labor.
那么在长达15年的时间里，我的服事主要都是体力的劳动。
However, God knew that as I grew old, my physical strength would decline, so He prepared a new area of ministry for me.
然而呢，神也知道说，随着我的年岁增长，我的体力也会逐渐的衰弱，因此呢，神就为我预备了一个新的服事的领域。
15 years ago,When the Cantonese speaking pastor at GCAC left, the Cantonese congregation was left without a leader. As a result, I was appointed as an elder to lead the group.
那么十五年前呢，盖城华人宣道会的粤语牧师离职了，导致这个粤语教会他失去了属灵的这个领导，所以呢，我当时就被案例成为长老来带领这个粤语组的我们的会众。
One of the primary responsibilities of an elder is preaching.
那么作为长老一个很重要的这个职责就是要讲道。
Yeah. Though I have always loved the Bible, I initially felt unqualified to preach for a number of reasons.
虽然呢我热爱圣经，但是我一开始都不认为自己有资格讲道，因为有好几个原因。
Reason number one,A well-meaning Christian friend reminded me that I am a mild stutterer.
那么首先呢，有一位善意的基督徒朋友曾经提醒过我，我有轻微的口疾哦。
Secondly, I am aware that my voice is both harsh, hoarse and harsh.
那么第二点呢，我也有自知之明哦，知道我的声音有些沙哑，甚至有点刺耳。
It's not pleasant at all.
不是非常悦耳动听的。
Thirdly, I've never attended seminary.
第三点是我从来没有读过神学。
When I was young, I briefly considered going to seminary after college.
那么在年轻的时候，我曾经考虑过大学毕业后呢要去读神学院。
However, my pastor in New York, who treated me like a son, frankly told me that because I'm short, I do not have the appearance of a preacher in the pulpit.
但是当时呢，我在纽约的牧师，他待我就像自己的儿子一样亲哦。他非常坦白地告诉我，我因为个子矮小呢，站在讲台上就没有传道人的样子。
He was right because my application to a Bible college was rejected.Due to financial concerns, the school didn't think I could afford the tuition.
那么当时他是对的，因为我向一所圣经学院提出来申请的时候呢，因为经济问题而被拒绝了。学校认为我根本付不起学费。
So I turned to graduate study instead, and I was quickly accepted and granted generous financial aid.
但是呢，我改申请研究所后呢，很快就被录取了，而且呢，得到了非常慷慨的这个经济的补助哦，帮助。
After that, I never considered seminary again.
但是在那以后呢，我就再也没有考虑过要进神学院了。
Good excuse. Yet, as I step into eldership in GCAC, the teaching of Derek Prince gave me anFresh perspective. He pointed out that while seminary teach students how to preach, they do not teach them how to hear from God.
但是呢，当我开始在 GCAC 华人宣道会担任长老后呢，借着这位 Derek Primes 他的教导呢，让我有了重新的看见哦。因为这个 Derek 克先生指出，神学院虽然教学生讲道，却没有呢。教导他们怎么样来聆听神的声音。
Preaching that does not originate from hearing God's voice is merely teaching or sharing biblical knowledge.
如果呢，你的教导不是先从听神的声音而来，那么这个讲道呢，或是教导，也不过就是分享圣经的知识而已。
True preaching is delivering a message from God, serving as His.Spokesperson and his mouthpiece.
那么真正的讲道呢，是传递神的讯息，作为神的发言人，神的喉舌。
God also made me realize the importance of writing down my sermon word for word. It allows me to overcome my stuttering and memory lapse. It also helped me to control my voice.
那么神也让我呢。了解到我要一字一句写下我的讲章的重要性、哦、因为这个过程可以帮助我克服我的口疾跟记忆力衰退的问题，也能帮助我控制自己的声音。
Additionally, it helped my interpreter to translate more accurately with ease and the audience to understand the message better.
此外呢，它可以帮助我的翻译，替我翻译的同工更容易精准的翻译。并且让会众更好的来明了这个信息。
Although I'm not a skilled writer, recent advances in AI technology have been a great help. They enable me to write more fluently, organize my thoughts better, and correct my grammar and spelling mistakes.
虽然呢，我不是一个很会擅长写作的人，不过近年来这个人工智慧的发达哦，对我帮助很大。它可以让我能够更流畅的来写讲稿，并且有条理的来整理我自己的思路，还可以纠正我的文法跟拼写的错误。
One of my greatest weaknesses is my lack of musical talent.
我呢，最大的这个弱点之一就是我没有这个音乐的天赋才能。
I cannot read music and I cannot sing.
我不懂音乐的乐谱，也不会唱歌。
However, amazingly, God often inspired me with a song during my sermon, sermon preparation that fits perfectly with the message he wants me to preach.
但是呢，非常奇妙的是，神经常在我预备讲稿的时候呢，会启发启示给我一首歌，这首诗歌与我要传讲的信息通常非常的吻合。
I see all of the above as grace and gift from God, equipping me to serve Him more effectively.
我把以上这一些呢，全部都视为神所赐的恩典跟恩赐，他好来装备我，让我更有效的来服侍他。
Lastly, I want to share this thought-provoking remark regarding spiritual gift.
那么下面有一句呢，非常发人深省的话，我要跟你们分享有关于属灵恩赐。
It says, spiritual gifts can become more refined through practice, but they are not merely a skill to be developed. Rather, they should be understood in the context of one's relationship with God.Leading to a clearer understanding of one's calling and the faithful living out of the gifts God has given us.
那么属灵的恩赐可以透过操练变得纯熟，却不是培养一种技术，而是应该在与神的关系中更多明白自己的呼召，进而活出神给我们的恩赐。
Last word, let us conclude.And let us reflect on what we have learned today.
那么让我来做一个总结，我们来回顾一下今天我们大家一起学到了什么呢？
Number one, God has given every believer spiritual gift for the purpose of building up His church and glorifying Him.
首先呢，神赐给了每一位信徒属灵恩赐，目的是建立他的教会并荣耀他。
Number two, these gifts are not meant to remain dormant.They must be discovered, developed, and deployed.
第二点，这些恩赐不应该被埋没，我们应该要发掘、培养，并且加以运用。
Number three, using this gift brings personal growth, church unity, and kingdom impact.
第三点，要使用这些属灵恩赐，能够带来个人的成长、教会的合一，并且拓展神的国度。
And There are three challenges for us.
我要给大家提出三个挑战。
What is your spiritual gift? Have you taken the time to sit and identify it?
首先，你的属灵恩赐是什么呢？你是不是曾经花时间来寻求并辨识你的属灵恩赐？
Number two, are you using it, or has it been left unopened and neglected?
那第二点就是，你正在运用你的属灵恩赐吗？还是这些恩赐一直被埋没、被忽略呢？
Number three, how can you start today? What step can you take now to begin serving the gift God has given you?
第三点，你今天可以如何开始使用你的属灵恩赐？你现在可以采取什么行动来运用神赐给你的恩赐？
Let us.Close today's sermon with a prayer.
让我们现在以祷告来结束今天的讲道。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts you have placed in each one of us. Forgive us for any neglect or hesitation in using them.
亲爱的天父，感谢你赐给我们每个人不同的属灵恩赐，也求你饶恕我们过去的忽略跟犹豫。
Today we commit our gifts to you.Show us how to use them for your glory. Fill us with boldness, wisdom, and love as we serve you and your people.
今天我们愿意将这些恩赐来献上给你，求你指引我们如何使用它们来荣耀你，赐给我们勇气、智慧跟爱心，使我们能够忠心地服侍你和你的子民。
May we be faithful stewards of all you have entrusted to us. In Jesus' name we pray.
愿我们成为忠心的好管家，不辜负你所赋予的一切。奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。Amen.
Now let us end it with a theme song for today's message.
那么让我们今天有下面这首歌来结束今天的讲道。
The name of the song is Church as One Member.
那么这首歌的主题就是教会一家。
It is a Cantonese song, but Everybody can understand it because the lyric is on the screen.
那么这是一首粤语歌，可是我相信大家都可以看得懂，因为上荧幕上面有字幕。
After this film song, Alice will lead us in a response song.
那么除了这首主题歌之外，等一下 Alice 姐妹还会带我们唱回应的诗歌。